girls love me, and I shall never grow old. So I say,
it's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
I am the sexiest man in Jamaica.
Why are you turning down the music, man? I like to, I want to hear it.
I am the sexiest man in Jamaica. Roll about now, since they say, I am the sexiest man in Jamaica.
The reason why I'm the sexiest man in Jamaica is because everyone else is in Houston for the Super Bowl. So I'm here in Jamaica by myself, just hanging out. So therefore, I am the sexiest man in Jamaica. You know, I was listening to Reno Nataro earlier, and he's awesome. I've known him for years. He says he can throw a baseball into the outfield, out, you know, over the fence at Coors Field from first base, and I'd like to see him try. So, but that's not what he's talking about. He was talking about all those people, and you can. So, I was thinking about that music. It went to like the disco, and I was just like, well, now I'm just like, boop. Let's see. Let's backtrack here. This is the problem with me. Let's backtrack here. We were talking about Reno Nataro, and we were talking about him talking about how it seems sort of weird without the Broncos in the Super Bowl. See, look at that. That is how you do it, children. You backtrack, and then, of course, you find all the memories you found lying on the floor, and you pick them up. So anyway, he said that no one is talking about the Broncos, and I say you are completely wrong. I mean, have you been watching any TV coverage of the Super Bowl? I mean, have you watched NFL.com? I mean, have you watched NFL.com? I mean, for God's sakes, I got sick of watching Super Bowl 50. I could only watch, you know, all, you know, 10 hours of Super Bowl 50. All right? I mean, and don't get me wrong. Of all the Super Bowls that we've won, it's probably in the top three. I mean, it's definitely in the top three, you know, as far as the happiest that I felt about winning a Super Bowl for the Broncos. But hey, listen, you don't get those opportunities very often. And and it just made me think as I was watching, we need to think and just remember that this last year that we've been world champions. I mean, that's what we need to be talking about. Who cares that we're not in it this year? We won it all last year. And I just want you guys to think about that. I mean, I just want you guys to think about that. All right? I mean, that's just, that's what you... So, anyway. Anyway. Of course, I was distracted. So, I full disclosure here. So, you know, what we need to do here is we need to have, like, a thing. This is going to be, we need to have, like, a segment, okay? So we're going to have a segment here, Alex, and Alex is my, and he's, you know, he has no idea exactly how crazy that I am. Like, Monk is like, Jesus Christ, you are crazy. What is going on with you? You know, come on, what is going on with you, crazy person? And okay, and I'll stop cleaning glass. I promise I'll do that as well. But anyway, what I want to do here is put a segment, okay? So we want to put a segment here, and this segment should be, you know, called, like, What on Earth? Or like, you know, like
that's still a thing.
What the? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, listen, as you know, everyone now is like doing it, you know, what the bleep, you know, it used to be, you know, whatever thing, you know, what the bleep, but it's just what the, you know, and then we can go, you know, that's all you need to say. What the, what?
What the what?
What the what?
What the what?
What the what? No, we're not going to do that. I refuse. Okay. No. I refuse. Okay. And that is the one thing that I have purposely tried to stay away from this year. I've purposely tried to stay away from, like, Super Bowl commercial shows. Okay. So I may have done some drugs in the 90s. I'm from the Boulder. I'm just saying that I may have done some drugs in the 90s. So I want to apologize to everyone who might be shocked about that. But I need to preface it by saying something here is that, you know, there were times when I was, you know, crazy and all I could think about was, oh my God, what happens when Atwater, right? And then that's what happened. I mean, that's the end of it. I mean,
you were going to go on there.
No, I mean, I was on drugs and it was terrible because that was happened because it, you know, it reminded me of the story. You may know the story of what's his name? Bergeron. right? Harrison Bergeron, right? You ever heard the story of Harrison Bergeron? It's a very famous science fiction novel. And Harrison Bergeron, and what happens is that society has tried to make everyone equal. Okay, so everyone equal. So if Alex weighs slightly more than I do, he would be, you know, I would have to wear like weight so that we were the equal weight, right? And if maybe that, you know, I was more, you know, good looking than Alex, I'm just not saying that's true because it's not, but you know, if that was the case, then I'd have to wear like a mask so that we were like equally ugly kind of thing. And, you know, that's where I'm feel about that. You know, that's kind of where I, you know, that's where the Harrison Bergeron thing, and that's, you know, am I making any sense at all right here? I'm talking about Harrison Bergeron. I'm giving you guys classics. I'm giving you guys science fiction. Is it making any sense? Really?
It's all flying over my head right now. He started with Steve Atwater and then went to Bergeron. And I was like, mm-hmm. I lost me somewhere. Lost in translation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like I said, there was a lot of drugs in the 90s. I mean, well, listen, hey, it was a very difficult childhood growing up in Boulder, Colorado. I mean, it was difficult. I mean, you went to Boulder High, the inner city school. There was always these temptations. The streets were always there. I mean, you know, living on the streets and you're just making your way. I mean, it was difficult. I mean, it, you know, it wasn't like growing up in, I mean, Broomfield or whatever, but you know, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, growing up in, I mean, Arvada. I mean, you know, you're talking about hard living. We're talking about Arvada, but you know, Boulder was a pretty tough place to grow up on the streets, you know, making it. We had gangs kind of, I mean, we did. I mean, gangs of just, you know, preppies walking around, you know, in the mall waiting for something to do, but I mean, they were gangs.
Before the Trustafarians took over, right?
Trustafarians have been in Boulder, have been there longer than the Indians themselves. In fact, people don't know this, but Trustafarian is actually was the name of Chief Niwot. So Chief Niwot, who Niwot is named after, the name of Chief Niwot's grandfather was, in fact, that was his name. So, you know, it's an ancient name. I'm talking about that, but it's been here around for a long time. So
it has.
All right, people are confused. You're a mile high sports. If you want to call in and you know. I guess. I mean, this is something we can work on here, but let's, you know, 303-831-1340 is the hotline number. If you'd like to, you know, get in on this nonsense, you're more than welcome to, you know, so we're talking about Harrison Bergeron. Well, you know, right? Harrison Bergeron.
Right back on track right there.
Okay, good. We're right back on track.
Star Trek, right?
Star Trek. Oh, see, I was more Star Wars.
Star Wars.
You know, speaking of Star Wars, this is what I was thinking about. I was thinking about, as I was sitting back there and I was, you know, in the back room waiting to kind of come on, I was thinking about, you know, everyone, you know, everyone was talking about how John Lynch, you know, the safety of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Denver Broncos, of course. And, you know, he went to Stanford and he's a smart guy, whatever. And you know, he'd been doing TV, and you got to do a lot of work in TV about knowing, you know, who, what to look for in this thing. But he's now, if you haven't heard, so he's now, I'm sure that if you haven't heard and I'm breaking this news to you, I mean, I appreciate it.
I've been living under a rock, eh?
Well, under a rock. But anyway, he was named today general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. And all I could think about was, what must that interview have been? You know what I'm saying? Like, what must have that phone call? Because, right, he didn't have anybody that he would like very much. And so then John Lynch kind of, the story goes, you know, so all the story goes, John Lynch called, you know, when Snowy sent a telegram and said, you should interview me. And I said, okay. And he came in and I was impressed.
You got the job.
And he said, you know, and all I could think of, you know, going back to Star Wars, is all he was doing his Jedi mind tricks, or those are not the GMs you were looking for. I am the GM you were looking for. Kyle Shanahan and I are buddies. We used to play in the back of his pool. You know, we used to eat steak at Shanahan's. Well, that's, you know, so that's, I mean, that's how, I mean, that has to be how the stupid interview went. I mean, the only way that anyone, I mean, honest to God, I mean, seriously, I mean, there are not many people who you would want less than, from my, I mean, just, you know, less than John Lynch. I'm just saying. So, you know, I was shocked and I fainted for a second.
I can't believe you said John Lynch.
John Lynch, I know. Oh, wait. Oh, you know what? Everyone has made a mistake. You know, they're not looking for, it's not John Lynch. It's Jane Lynch. It's Jane Lynch is the new GM for, see, I just got it wrong. See, stupid internet. It's Jane Lynch.
Oh, man.
Jane Lynch. That's who it is. God, now it all makes sense.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.